Hello, welcome to Taste Test Dummies. My name's Nick.
My name's John.
Hey, John.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's been, I've been scared lately, I'll say that.
Okay.
I haven't.
Let's get into this. I want to know about your fears.
Look, I'm in this mansion, right? The penthouse suite. It's not a mansion. It's a penthouse suite.
I think, okay.
Please go.
Of course. It is. I've been in it. It's a penthouse suite. If I drove by, didn't know you, and said, oh, do you know that mansion over there? I wouldn't blame that guy.
It's palatial. Yeah.
It looks like it. So yes. Either or, I get it. Go on. Sorry to interrupt.
Nick, how do I feel about like alone time?
Uh-oh.
And interacting with strangers?
I feel like you're just the type of guy who goes to the store to make chit-chat, you know? I don't need anything, but, you know.
I just want to talk.
Ah! Oh, no. I accidentally dropped my last egg. I guess I'll go get a dozen. So, like, yeah. I just need to go chit-chat with somebody.
I don't know what I'll do with them yet.
Are you wanting me to leave? Is that what this is actually about?
That's what this was about. Actually, that reminds me of two things. So, sweatshirt I'm wearing now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's a Coyote hockey.
Yes. So, you know, I wear this a decent amount. It's big, it's warm, and it's cold out.
Yes.
In the last month, I've had three people initiate conversation about it.
Oh, no.
One was a woman in the store that came up to me and went, I didn't know coyotes could play hockey. And I was like,
okay. That's not the reaction I was expecting.
Absolutely.
I was about to be like, oh, I'm happy that coyotes are finally getting fans around, you know, even in Arizona, probably. I don't think they're very popular anywhere. So
that was one. Two of them were this week. So that was one. Then this woman was like, I had to look up how that's pronounced. If you're confused, in this area, some people say coyotes, some people say coyotes. And I was just like, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then just today, I walk in and some guy's like, oh, I don't like that you beat Seattle. And I was just like, what? No way.
Huh.
So that wasn't even the what was initiating it.
Because I was like, well, why does that make you scared to be in your mansion?
Yes. So then, look, I'm in the wrong in these. You know, you've seen The Neighbors a couple of times.
Okay, sure.
And I was talking to them at like the elevator.
It's a nice way to call the help, but yes, I've seen The Neighbors.
And they were talking about Formula One.
Oh.
And
are you about to have a Formula One watch party? Did someone convince you?
And, but it was just like, oh, because we were just talking about it like in the elevator. And they're just like, oh, yeah, maybe sometime we'll watch one. And I think it was just courtesy.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, okay. And there's nothing wrong with them. Like, they're cool.
He just hates Formula One.
If anyone knocks on my door and I'm not expecting it,
mm-hmm.
it feels like how most of the listeners would feel if they were home alone in the bathroom and someone knocked on the bathroom door. I'm just like instantly like, what the fuck? So then within like a week, another dude that lives up here was like, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. It's a relationship where he knows my name. I don't know his. He says my name every single time. And he's like, hey, John. I'm like, fuck. And, and I can tell he's probably looking to hang, maybe. He's a nice guy.
So he's not into Formula One.
No, but
okay.
He was like, yeah, I was just, I was at a car show walking around and I was like, that's cool. He's like, yeah, are you into cars? And I was like, not really, but.
You own one.
I own one. And I was like, you know, they're kind of cool.
I don't know. I think this guy has changed his spark plugs before.
He's seen me do that. He actually saw me doing it and was like, oh, if I didn't have some place to be, I would help. And I was like, I'm so glad that that's
please
not the
go
case.
To that place.
Again. He's being nice. I'm just a weirdo. But, oh yeah, and I was like, but speaking of, I see you got a new car. You know, I'm just making conversation. He parks right next to me.
Mm.
So I'm just making conversation. And so it was like, all right, see you later. And as I walk in and he's like, you know, if I would have known you were into cars, and I was like, that's not really what I, that's not really what I said.
He's he like, got you.
I would have invited you. And I was like, oh.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Walk like, away. Hey, no worries.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, because I had an extra ticket and I was kind of asking around. And he's like, yeah, next time I'll ask. And I was like,
look at John making friends.
And then
John's making friends.
So I'm terrified, right? This is my fortress of solitude. And it's lacking on the second part.
Hey, if you're going to run this by me, I'm okay with you having another friend. I'm okay with it. You know,
I can barely handle this. So, and then, like someday this week, I was like sitting in here, kind of where I'm sitting right now, listening to like YouTube pretty loudly on my phone and like eating, and someone knocked on my door. And I just went with the hard bluff. I just turned the music down and just was silent. And I'm pretty sure, like half an hour later, there was another one. And I just, again...
You just went to bed for the night, probably.
But the thing is, it could be the neighbor. So I'm also like, I don't want to make any... So I'm just like, what's the gym from the Office movie? Quiet Place?
Yeah.
I'm just quiet placing around my house, just like terrified. So I have been fucking stressed lately. Huh. Okay. That's what I'm saying. And, but the thing is, and I hope they notice this, because our peep have a cover, so you have to move it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty obvious.
I think so. I think it's obvious, yeah.
So I'm hoping they were looking and know that I didn't look.
Well, that's the thing. You don't need to know who it is to know you don't want to answer the door.
Because I know I'm not answering. Because it was like 7 o'clock, and I know maintenance isn't doing anything. And also, if they do need something, they pound on the door. They're like... They want to make it known. I know that's not what's going on.
Well, then they just open it.
Yes. Also that.
I mean.
Because I was also like, well, they're just going to walk in.
Yeah. They don't. So, I mean, so I used to live here too.
Yes.
Yeah. They sometimes would open the door before even knocking. If it's in the middle of the week. They don't
shit. I've been 10 feet away from the door. They knock. I go to answer it and they're already unlocking it by the time I get there. I was expecting them.
They don't care.
I'm just like, holy shit.
Oh.
So I've been...
You're living in a nightmare of your own creation.
Yes, exactly.
Is what's going on here.
Exactly. The walls are closing in.
It's hard to feel that bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, but...
Because I just don't have to answer. But...
Yeah.
It's... You get why I'm scared. Because I'm also weak to this, right? I know that I just can't.
John is one of the worst. Like,
yes.
Especially once you have him in the conversation.
I'm done.
He's yours.
And I can see sharks. You know, I'm a baby lamb that's in the water for some reason. Yeah. I can tell where the sharks are.
There's been times where me and John have been, like, I've been like, oh, me and him need to leave and go to this place. And he's in the conversation. And I'm like, yep. And I start to like take a step and, oh, nope, okay. All right. And like, 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. And Vivi's the literal same way.
Honestly. Oh, really?
You two are both like, I'm like,
But does she like it? Because like mine is like some weird curse where I just
No, at the end, normally she's the same.
Okay.
Where she's like, man, I couldn't get out of that. And I'm like, what?
I have this weird thing where I don't want to be like, but at the same time, it's dumb. It's on me.
I get it.
And in this whole case, everyone's just being nice. I'm being a weirdo about this.
I mean, and in fairness, you're being nice too.
Yes.
Outside of when you're not opening the door. So during the conversation, you're also I'm the ass who's just like, I'm going to get out of this.
But I'm either like, don't open the door, or I'm going to lie and be like, I can't.
Yeah. Okay. So you need to figure out when all televised Formula One races are. Then you'll know when to hang low. And then maybe look at when like car shows come to town.
Yes.
Because that other dude sounds like he's going to ask you to go with
him.
So
that's the bigger. The one I'm pretty sure was just like, being nice, but it put me on edge, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So it's been scary lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone is feeling bad for you.
Yes, of course.
I feel bad for you.
That was kind of something I just wanted to tell you, because I was like,
yeah,
this
no,
is
I do get it. I
terrifying.
Think I do get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I think I just look so off-putting, I would never gotten to these conversations at the start, but hey.
Have I thrown up some deflections? Have I maybe been on fake phone calls coming back to my apartment? I don't know, Nick.
I don't know either, to be fair.
It's impossible to say.
I really don't know either.
Anyway, I've been on edge, and I need something to take that edge off, Nick.
Is there anything within arm's reach that might help you out?
I can't imagine. Oh my God, Nick, you know what?
What?
There is. Okay. I brought something.
Oh, okay. All right. Nick's so that syringe is definitely empty. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Oh yeah. That I need that before we do this.
Okay, not empty. Okay. Okay. I'm roller coaster here. All right. He said there's an alcohol to try first.
Yes.
I saw a can, I believe.
Yes.
That's about as far as I am at.
So. So this is two things we both like. I don't know if they're related. I saw this and I was like, you know what? We both like hard iced lemon tea.
Sure.
And we both like Voodoo Ranger. But what in the heck?
Wait, is there caffeine in there?
I think.
It's called Hard Charged Tea Lemon Voodoo Ranger.
It says it's made with real tea. Now,
I think.
Do you think it's just a lemon hard tea, like a hard lemon tea? Or do you think it has Voodoo Ranger, something to do with it?
I have never seen this. It seems like they're trying to be like, what do people like? Let's put it all in the name. And whatever the actual product is, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how many of these things are going to make their way through to the...
Like, I assume this is just going to be like a lemon iced tea with booze.
I think so. I don't think there's any energy, because if there were, it would have to say caffeine on there somewhere.
I don't think it's like an energy drink.
But
I think
the word charged means that to me. But like,
I think the charged is the alcohol. That's my guess. Okay. I know what you mean, though.
It's... Yeah, Voodoo Ranger, this is a weird turn, okay? Because to me, Voodoo Ranger is like an IPA,
but
right?
The thing is, they have all those other spinoffs.
But they're all IPAs. I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean...
Oh, yeah, there's a hazy.
I could be wrong, but I think up till now, all Voodoo Rangers are IPAs.
But...
I could be wrong.
Didn't we also try a Voodoo Ranger cheese that I brought?
Yeah, that...
Wasn't it Voodoo Ranger? I'm pretty sure.
I think so, because when I was getting cheese, I saw it and had a chuckle.
Oh, okay.
So I think that you're right. It was. So, but at the same time, why was it Voodoo Ranger cheese? Maybe because there was some hops or something?
Well, I think there was like beer in it.
Yeah, something like that. So,
but this one seems completely... I think it's just a tea, but we'll find out. Like a hard lemon.
So we all know I'm a New Belgium boy, so... I guess I want it to do well, but at the same time, I kind of want them to stop this type of thing, so...
But, well, maybe it's going to come through. You'd think it would say IPA if it was in there, but...
You don't want people to buy, like, ooh, this is a lemon tea with alcohol, and then taste hoppy. They'd be pretty pissed, so...
Right.
I'm thinking it's just... I mean, it literally says malt liquor on there, so...
I saw that, yeah.
So, I mean, it's surely not, right?
I just went in. Nick's doing the same.
It smells both like lemon tea and weirdly medicinal at the same time.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd, but... Yeah, so it's Lipton lemon tea with alcohol.
Yep.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's pretty much what I thought it was going to be. The lemon reminds me of cough drop lemon.
Okay, but that is the difference. It's like Lipton tea. It's like they... Put like a cough drop lemon type thing into it almost.
I would like a little more tart with the lemon.
Yeah, it's a kind of weird lemon because it... Mm. Yeah. I think the lemon is enough to put me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I would say I dislike it, but I wouldn't see myself going for this.
It's not beating the other
because
ones.
Because that lemon's... It just tastes so not natural. I don't know. I need to...
Yeah, I mean, it... You know what it almost tastes like? There's almost an aftertaste of honey.
I actually can tell that might be what the smell is.
Oh, maybe.
Like, cause I know it's weird, but to me, when you mix honey with some other smells, it makes those smells a little more medicinal. I know it makes no sense because honey alone really isn't. But
now I can taste honey. I don't know if that's a real thing.
I think we very well might be doing that to ourselves. Because overall, it's fine.
Probably, you know.
If you like, I mean, you're going to push back on this, but you're saying cough drop. I'm going to go a little more lemon heady, but I guess those are kind of tart. But
I mean, the outside's sweeter. Or no, the inside.
So it's kind of like the inside of a lemon head.
Yeah.
Type lemon, which
it's not dissimilar from a cough drop.
It's not dissimilar from a cough drop.
I know what you mean.
John really likes lemon head, so it's weird. But
I like a lemon head.
It's not like, I don't know. It's not terrible, but put it with all this, it's just kind of off.
Yeah, and they do go for the... What was the IPA before they went everything is Voodoo Ranger?
You mean they used to just have Ranger?
Was that what it was?
Yeah, the word Voodoo was added. It was just Ranger.
Yeah, I remember both of us being like, huh, seems a little gimmicky that it's like Voodoo Ranger IPA, and they do all these like spin-offs.
We did think that, and I think we were right. It is a little gimmicky, and they're finally, I mean, A, they put in a cheese, obviously.
Yeah.
Not that that was like a huge marketing pull. I mean, it's not like that was like a
That was kind of just like a weird experiment.
I don't think anyone knows that exists unless they're randomly in the cheese and like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, it's a little gimmicky.
Yep.
But like, I mean, they did brand it. Like they have like this little skeleton guy, which I don't hate.
Sure.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I still, if I'm going to a place like, oh, I just want like a tall boy IPA like this, I'm always hoping there's a Voodoo Ranger variety.
Yes.
Right. So like, yeah. It's not enough to deter me.
And we're both guys.
I'm still not looking for this.
If we see a cool wine bottle, we're going, I already don't know that I like this. You know what I mean?
You mean it looks like they're trying too hard type thing?
Yeah, like...
Because, like, when you say cool, it's like, I feel like I disagree, but, like, my idea of what cool is,
you know,
is,
yeah,
very different than what you're meaning right now.
Like, what I want to see is something that looks extremely classic and, like, it could have been made 100, 200 years ago or something.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah, but when they do, like, when they're clearly... Look, we're guys that when we see the, like... Hey, Game of Thrones whiskey. We're both like,
yeah.
Did you put Johnny that much Walker time into that. The whiskey? I know.
Yeah.
Did you put the time into the whiskey or did you get a cool bottle? And like, those are bottles that I'm like, it is a cool bottle.
I thought it was like literally their normal whiskeys put into different bottles and stuff.
Maybe I just assumed.
I honestly don't know. I assumed it was the same. You assumed it was different.
Because wasn't there like a
one of us.
Ice one and a fire one?
One of us is right. Yeah, I thought it was just the packaging.
But... Maybe. In which case, I would actually like that more, because you know what you're getting.
The reason I thought of that way, because I was like, doesn't this take a long time to make?
I was like, true.
How could have they fully... I mean, it is a blend. They could have randomly blended something new in.
And they could have also had a couple, and they were like, these turned out okay. And they're like, but if we put them in Game of Thrones bottles... That's what I suspect. I don't know that that's true, but that's what I think. My head goes, they had something okay.
Johnny, if you want to call in, just look down at the bottom of the screen. You'll see the toll-free number. Yep. If you call in, we'll put you on live, and we'll ask you about this.
We'll
and you can redeem. You can defend yourself. You know, whatever. So, Johnny,
good luck.
Toll-free number.
Yep.
No one else call that.
Don't anyone else call that.
God. I hear that phone ring, and it's not Johnny.
And don't pretend to be Johnny. Yes, we don't know what he sounds like, so it'd be easy.
Okay,
but
all right. Do that. Well, okay, what if someone's name is Johnny, but it's not Johnny Walker? Maybe we need to be more specific.
Oh, right.
All Johnny's welcome. Okay. If your name's Johnny,
back on board.
Give us a call.
Spun that right.
You have to talk about Johnny Walker
as
Game
though
of Thrones
you are,
ones.
As though you are Johnny.
Take credit for it.
Yep.
That's the rule.
That's out there now. All right. They took a swing. The can's cool. It's gimmicky.
They took a swing. They're trying to go into different markets. I'd kind of rather they didn't.
Maybe stick to the IPAs, you know.
Yeah.
And the other ones you do. You do other good beers.
Yeah. I'm not putting that. We haven't tried this next to its competitors. I don't think it's the best of them. Because we literally did these, right?
Yes.
I don't think it's the
My
best,
thought so. Was like, maybe if this is good, we could bring this into a round, but it feels like this isn't going to stick around.
Again, this isn't like good. It's not like bad, but it's not like good. Yeah, it's like one of those like, eh.
Yeah. All right.
You ready to get wild?
Enough of the foreplay.
I mean, there shouldn't have been this much foreplay because we got some crazy stuff going today.
Okay.
This one's kind of, it's not like different, but it's a little different.
All right.
Okay. It's topical.
Oh. Okay.
It's topical.
Is it Easter? Is it some sort of egg?
It is some sort of egg.
Oh, are we doing raw eggs?
We're doing raw eggs.
Oh, yes!
Well, okay. We can get into this more later. Is it an egg? I think it is. We're doing candy beans, jelly beans.
Oh, okay. Candy eggs.
I think they're meant to look like but they're called beans. Are they meant to resemble eggs? We're going to get into that later. Okay. I have some thoughts.
Okay.
John, there's a lot of candy. I like to call jelly beans candy beans as a joke.
Because of Arrested Development.
Yes. It's going to come out. I like jelly beans.
I do too.
There is a shit ton of options out there.
This is sort of the candy canes where it's like everyone makes them.
I'm not going to tell you the competitors.
Oh.
Granted, a couple of them may or may not say on there what they are, so you might just figure it out if you accidentally look. I don't know. I'm not gonna
look.
You live your life. But the complication here is everyone's gonna have like at least 5 flavors.
Yes.
Right? So we're just gonna grade the packs.
I like that.
It's gonna be tough, but I think at this point we're seasoned vets.
Yes, we're pros.
Okay. So
we were
I'm going to dig around while you're trying to get this out.
Wet behind the ears is the correct expression, but it's pretty gross. We were still green, right? It was the first episode we did. I think we released them out of order. But yeah. Candy canes, number one. Now, 6,000 episodes in, seasoned vets. We're prepared to do this. And this is what you have to do.
Lost one.
Because say someone does one flavor really well. They might do dog shit and everything else. And you're like, I'm not going to buy the pack. It's not worth it.
Yep. Okay. John, in celebration of spring, there are 2 trees today.
Oh.
I have so many. And I left so many out. Okay.
Okay.
It's wild.
Okay. I have a guess. I'm going to start guessing at some. Oh, he just threw a bunch of candy beans on the table.
I just mixed them up, threw them in order. They're going to be what they are. They're in red bags because that's what we have. I think the colored bags were cheaper than the not colored ones. So we just, they're red Ziploc bags. Definitely not cuffed. But what is that? What is that abomination?
Oh, God.
Don't eat that.
There, it seems like that may have been the remnants of an actual chicken.
That's weird. There are 5 things of jelly beans here. They're aren't any indicators of what's in there. I'm going to know what they all are. It's fine. Okay. It's life. It's where we're at.
Like none of them have stuff written on them? No. I prefer this, actually.
No.
Some do. Okay.
One of them is going to fully say what it is, and the other one has an indicator.
I'm going to throw some guesses down right now before I look at these 2.
Might as well go for it. I mean, you probably know some of the big players in the game to start, so I'm just going to slowly open these if you want to throw out some guesses.
I mean, I feel like Jelly Belly...
Okay, so the thing about Jelly Belly is they're not here, A.
Holy shit.
They've got like 500 flavors.
That's
and
true.
And they're not like an Easter jelly bean. They're just an all-the-time jelly bean. So when you go to the jelly bean area, which is like, I did think to myself, it's kind of a shame they're not here. But they don't really have a pack that compares to this, and I thought they'd be an easy win if I brought
Are these supposed to be like Easter?
These only come out at Easter.
Okay.
Okay, so you're right. Jelly Belly... Does it belong? Probably, but like it doesn't match up. And
they're
see a pack that like made sense. Like,
yeah.
There's butter popcorn in here. It's like, it's weird. And like,
yeah.
Is it still probably the best one to buy? Yeah.
I may have bought some somewhat recently.
No,
I bought a sour pack.
And that's why I'm like, I think it would just win, A.
Okay.
And B, I think it's pretty darn different than these. So.
Also, the only one that I think we're genuinely going for kind of a bean shape. So
true. And you can buy those all year round. So
okay.
I don't know. I'm just like, that might invalidate everything I've done. But
I'm going to say Starburst probably has one.
I don't know how you want me to react to this.
Do you want me to just say them and you can
I might
just...
as well say it. Do you want me to just respond?
Sure.
Starburst is here.
Okay.
Actually, Starburst technically has 3. They have their original, their favorites, and tropical.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. I have their original. This is how many exist, John.
Is Brock's here?
Brock's had to be here. They're like, to me, they're the OG Easter jelly bean.
Okay.
And I think that's hard to refute.
The
weird thing about this Brock's bag of jelly beans is there's no black licorice.
Oh, which is like kind of surprised calling me, card.
Which I kind of thought was their calling card, but there's no black licorice, so deal with it.
Okay. Is Airheads here?
I couldn't find any proof of Airheads even having one.
Okay.
So maybe they do. I'm not saying they don't, but okay. They're not here.
I'm kind of thinking back to who had
yeah,
the candy canes, is like Trolley here.
Trolley has one I think's new this year. It's not here today,
though. Okay. But I'm in the right area. Okay.
Yeah. They exist. There are a lot that exist that aren't here.
I've thrown 5 guesses out and 2 of them hit. There are so many of these. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. A couple of these you're probably not going to get, but
okay.
And I can tell you some. Okay, here's one that I didn't get that I saw and blew my mind. Swedish Fish actually has one. I didn't get it.
Are they all Swedish Fish?
Yes.
Okay.
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I would have jelly beans. Never.
It's not here. I considered it, but I was like, fuck Fruity Pebbles.
Are there... Oh, but that might be obvious. Because in my head, I'm going like, is it candy? Or now that you say Fruity Pebbles, I'm like, it could be anything.
It can kind of be anything. It candy definitely dominates the space, but there are some random ass ones. I think I saw that Fruit Loops is involved as well. So
okay. Is there a Voodoo Ranger jelly bean? Because it feels like they would stoop that low at this point. We're shitting on them a little.
This is what we do. We give you medium grades, and then rail in.
All right, now I'm going to lay into you.
which is weird. Outside of like texture and size, do you think there's any difference between a Fruit Loop and a Fruity Pebble? No. Absolutely not. But no. I mean, I'm randomly eating some of number one.
Same.
Okay, these kind of taste like what they're meant to be.
Oh. I was going to say this before I bit into it. Is Skittles here?
I think you might have just bitten into it.
They're kind of similar to Skittles. Like,
yeah, they actually look like them too.
Yeah.
They're the exact same colors. Okay, so I've had 2. And it reminds me a lot of eating actual Skittles with the texture I prefer.
The texture is better.
I like Skittles, but honestly, the texture of Skittles kind of is almost too hard for me sometimes.
Yeah.
So I actually really like this texture. So
it still has like a shell.
Not a bad start.
Yeah.
I think I've literally got 2 greens and 2 reds. No, 2 greens and 2 yellows. And so, you know, but. And this green is lime.
I'm glad that I guessed this first because now I see that there's an S.
This one has an S on it.
Yeah.
One of the other ones. Oh, wait, you guessed Starburst is deer. Starburst literally says the word Starburst on it.
I figured. Because.
Okay, I'm like, all right, fair.
Maybe I've seen them before.
They've been around since I was like a kid. So
maybe that's why I knew them.
They're like the original candy to jump into the jelly bean game, in my opinion, but I don't know.
Okay, did any of the flavors stand out in what I assume is Skittles?
I need to. What's the best flavor of Skittle? Red.
I'm not comfortable just saying that. I'm not comfortable.
Vivi, if we ever have Skittles, she eats all the purples and says, you can have the rest. And I'm like, you bought Skittles so you could eat the grape ones? And she's like, yeah, they're good.
I kind of forgot that they had purple ones.
They're in here. Huh. Only a couple, but...
Some of these are crunchier than others. I like it.
It's a nice texture. Like,
yeah.
And they're not even the same texture as a Jelly Belly, right?
No.
Like, they're pretty different.
Jelly Belly, I feel like, doesn't have as much of a crunch.
Okay, first off, the red Skittle, or whatever number one is, lol, it's good. These taste just like Skittles.
I didn't have a red one yet. Whoa.
They're actually kind of pink in this bag, but like it equates to the... What one did you see?
Lemon.
Oh, yeah, I had like 2 of those.
The lemon and the green both have a big pop.
Those are the 2 I got at first, and I was like, whoa. All right, I'm happy. I like a jelly bean. These shouldn't be that good, but they're good. It's a rewarding texture for me.
I think I've even said they're great because they're not all the same. A pack, you're getting all these different flavors, and you don't have to commit. Like, you can just take little bites. You know what I mean? It's like, I just like the variety.
And they save very well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're done with them,
yeah,
they're fine. I just want this out. What? Oh, that's not it.
What? Oh, are you looking up the Abomination?
What?
I mean, that's
it literally looks like a tooth showed up in number two.
Yeah.
It's weird. I really don't recommend eating it. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's one of these without its candy coating on it. But
the weird thing is, though, it's like different.
Look at this one, though. Look at the shape of that one.
What in the hell?
Don't know.
Number two maybe needs a little quality control done.
Okay, coming at number two. Let's see if lack of quality control
even holding
brings them down.
This feels like I picked up a bunch of pebbles from like a river.
Texture is kind of weird on these.
I mean, these look, you know what they look like? They look like, you know how sometimes you make a bracelet out of like rocks that have been polished and stuff like that? I mean, Nick is freaking out eating these.
I just ate one of these and it might be the same one. No, maybe it's wild. It's strongly flavored. What the shit? I know what it is. I don't think you'll ever guess it, but that was tart. That first one was like tart.
Yeah. And kind of perfumey. This orange one is going nuts.
Okay. I don't think you had the one I had. I'm now eating the orange one, and that's strong.
Whoa. They're all tart, it seems like. I've only had two.
Wow. I didn't know like you could get this type of flavor in a candy bean.
The purple is also...
That's what I'm eating right now.
Whoa. First two, extremely different.
What do you think... Any guess what number two is? I think it legitimately... When I was like, there's no way he's going to guess this. I ate a couple, and I was like, actually, maybe.
I'm going to need to go back because I got some... It seemed familiar, but...
I think once I tell you and you eat some,
yeah,
you're going to be like, that actually makes sense.
I'm going to try and get it before that happens.
I can try to get hints. What color? Show me your color.
Oh, shit. I got two grapes of them. Is one of these like a soda?
There's no soda.
Okay. Good. Because I didn't think so.
I'm trying to figure out like what flavor these damn colors. I mean, I could actually check if we wanted to on some of these. I think a lot of the bags tell you what they're meant to be, but I'll only check if you're curious.
I swear to God, I just had a purple one back to back, and the second one tasted totally different.
Hmm. Well, we already know that their quality control is a little,
yeah,
little shit. So I think two in, and my expectations are kind of already exceeded.
Yeah, this feels like a candy companies might just shit out every year.
But like, it almost seems like I'd be willing to buy these at random times throughout the entire year. I feel like we might go backwards on number three a little bit, but hey.
Hey.
We know what we're
getting. We got to give Brock's a fair shake.
Number three is... John, what is it?
Is it Brock's?
Yeah.
I saw them and I was like... For some reason, I knew the big beans. I was like, this is Brock's for some reason.
So Brock's is one that when I see them, I'm like, I don't like those. I don't want those. Yeah. But then I eat a couple and I'm like, all right, they're actually kind of good.
This might be exactly what we're talking about, though. The other ones are spending money on the looks. Maybe Brock's is like, hey, let's put it into the flavors.
I am going to go after these three.
I'm going to grab random.
You know what? With the other ones, though, you get to kind of mix and match flavors if you want. Brock says, we're so big... One at a time, please.
Now, do you think these are different flavors?
I think those are both red.
Okay.
Whatever, cherry or whatever, I don't know.
Red. Wow, they are big. They have texture.
I actually really like the texture of these.
Okay.
For some reason, I had a memory in my brain that white was like marshmallow. I think it's pineapple.
Oh, it is. I was going to guess coconut. You're right, it's pineapple.
I don't know why. There must be some other pack or something that... Because I swear there's one with black licorice and the white is marshmallow in that.
Hmm.
That is either true or I am just
completely, or not.
Completely making shit up.
It's one of those.
Turns out Brock's has like a spiced pack. You can get a pack of all black licorice or you can get a pack of speckled.
Huh.
I don't know what any of these things mean, but they exist. So that's as far as
good I can. Good to know.
There are so many of these. Mm-mm, I don't like the green. Mm-mm.
Oh, I gotta try one now.
No. That's the worst candy bean I've had yet.
Brock's, I feel like they can have bombs.
Mm-mm. I don't like that one.
Still green?
I think it's spinach flavored. It's definitely
Your
not.
Your forearms are enormous.
It's definitely not, but thank you. I have been exclusively working out my forearms. I still really like the texture of number three.
Yeah. I do kind of like the, the size of them is kind of nice. Like, especially if you like eating them one at a time, it's nice to have a little bit more substantial. Sometimes just one of the smaller ones is like a little...
John just had a malfunction. It's fine. All right. The purple saved it, even though I think there's a total of three purples in this entire pack. I could always get more.
Haven't had one.
I imagine I can get more, I guess. I could check the pack. I know what they are, so I can check. John, move on. You're never going to get it. So here's an honorable mention for candy beans that I think is great. I didn't think it quite fit. Sweet Tarts has always had one.
Ooh.
But like they legit have like Sweet Tart powder on the inside too.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
Hmm.
But they're actually pretty good. I wanted to say that.
I didn't have a violent reaction to the green like you did.
I mean, do you think it...
I don't know what the flavor is.
I feel like they're going for lime, but they kind of missed the mark, but...
They've lost all tartness.
You can't think it's great, though.
I mean, it's fine.
It's not the best one. It's fine. Whatever.
Hmm. I also like it because going through, like, inevitably we're going to try ones we haven't tried yet. Like, there's definitely in each pack.
Rapid fire is going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anemic.
What?
Anemic was the word I was looking for.
Okay.
I can't remember.
We're proud of you for getting there.
I can't remember what the hell I was even talking about, but...
Ooh, that's what this is.
Editing John. Put anemic in like you thought of it right away.
On to number four. Don't look at him, John. It might not tell you what it is.
Oh.
Number four, Starburst. John looked at them. He knows that.
I didn't see it, but I guess if you said there's two... And one of them Skittles, and you said Starburst says it.
It says the whole word. I thought you saw it. So, my experience with these is probably more than you. The pink ones are real good on these.
Which makes sense based on the candy. Does Starburst have purple?
It doesn't have purple or green in its original pack.
Huh.
Interesting.
Whoa.
I think number four kind of fails at the task of tasting like Starburst.
If
that's what they're going for. I mean, otherwise they kind of fit in with number one. They're pretty similar to number one. But when I eat them, I don't think I would ever be like, oh, this is Starburst.
No, I wouldn't guess that based on the flavor.
Ooh.
Although, yellow's a little Starbursty. Oh, no.
I think I had an orange and I didn't like it.
Oh, you hate orange flavored things.
No, it's a cherry. It's the cherry I don't like.
I just had the cherry.
I get it. I don't like orange.
It is weirdly, it's intense.
I ate two at a time, and then it was an orange and a cherry, and that's why I was like, I think it's orange.
Anything with orange, you're like, ugh.
So we know what three of them are. Two of them, you have no idea.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to the fifth one that you don't know, but.
I can tell you, though, and this is actually kind of surprising, the tea really doesn't pair well with these. Which is kind of surprising, because it's supposed to be lemon-flavored.
That's true. Lemon is one fruit that goes with, like, every other fruit.
Try a sip. Just tell me how you feel. Well, Nick's giving me a hard time for pounding this.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of gross.
It doesn't go well.
I kind of feel like if I brushed my teeth, I'd have a similar reaction to drinking it. I don't know about that.
Huh. Okay. Anyway, we're through four.
Overall, pretty good.
Yeah. But now.
Let's see if you know what number five is. I know. I overdid it. I also saw Nerds, but I think they had kind of Nerds in the shell, so I was like, that's different enough. Let's leave them out. There were Sour Patch Kids. They have watermelon and normal that I was looking for.
Watermelon and normal.
They have a watermelon pack
of
jelly beans, and then they have like their normal one. Couldn't quite find it. It's not here.
Are the other two candy companies?
One of them is.
Okay.
Why did I take this many? And they're all the same freaking color.
Is one a juice?
I plead the fifth. So the Pac-5 we used to have as a kid, my mom, you know, she did her best to double as the Easter Bunny sometimes. What did you just eat?
Orange.
Okay. She would always be like, which ones do you like? So I know which ones to get. And this last pack, we would always tell her to get because me and all my siblings really like the blue one. The rest of them, I don't think we even cared about.
Can I say I could tell that because as you were telling me that, you separated all the other ones out from the blue?
Yeah. I was like, I mean that last. Ooh, I don't like the texture of these very much.
They stick to your teeth more. But they have Ooh. Tart.
The pink ones are really good too, though.
Oh.
Do you have any? I have like fucking two
Is
more.
Is this one pink? Yeah.
It's pink. Eat that. It's watermelon. Okay. Oh.
Jim will say something you shouldn't have.
I almost asked if orange belonged with this company, and I'm like, wait, he doesn't know. At any point, I could tell you what they are. I don't really care.
Oh.
Did you just have the watermelon?
Yeah, I feel like I've had this.
It's good.
Is this Blow Pop?
It's not.
Okay.
I think Lifesaver has some like gummy ones out there for their candy beans, but they're like...
Gummy like the texture of their...
I think so, because I literally picked up the bag and squeezed it, and I was like, yeah, those are gummy.
Isn't it weird that Lifesavers, they have those gummy ones, but then they also have the hard white like peppermint ones?
Those are in my desk at work.
My dad...
I love those. I get the green pack, like the spearmint ones. I love those.
Do they have different levels of mint?
They have like a blue pack that's like peppermint.
I think my dad...
Might just be those two. I'm not
gets
sure.
Gets the peppermint. And like... So they make Chex Mix every year, like homemade. Like you mix all the stuff together in like a trash bag.
Oh, like Chex Mix?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah. I hope they don't put any of that honey mustard bullshit in it.
They don't. Wow. So they put a bunch of different stuff in it, and then they store them in like gallon bags, and they'll give them out sometimes. I got one, and I was like, this tastes like kind of minty. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, it actually kind of reminds me of those Lifesavers. And he was like, oh my God. We kept these in the same cabinet. We keep the Lifesavers. And the flavor literally went through. It was the craziest thing. He was like dying laughing. I'm about to have the coveted blue.
Me too.
Oh,
this it's is... probably not going to live up to it.
Sweet.
But... Right? Oh, I think we can do it. It would have been romantic, but we're fine. It's good. The watermelon's right there with it, though, in my opinion. But I think it's really good.
I've definitely had this.
The blue is obviously like a blue raspberry or a dark herb. I had the orange, didn't hate it. I thought it was pretty whatever, though.
They brought the tart, though. I like that.
Well, John's here to comment on the orange ones. I kind of have
Nick,
to just...
Nick I, just
I,
hates...
I have to recuse myself. Okay, I am compromised.
Something we learned from the candy cane episode.
I'm compromised when it comes to the orange flavor. So John's going to let you know which one has the best orange.
I'll fill everybody in.
My opinion is not valid. So, okay. So we've ate a lot of jelly beans.
Yeah. I have rough ideas, but I'm kind of lost in the woods still.
Uh-huh.
I feel like maybe 2 and 5 are somewhat similar. In the sense that they're both like, they had some tart.
I think that the texture of 1 and 4 and the texture of 2 and 5 are similar.
1 and 4. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Brock's or 3, whoever 3 is kind of doing its own
thing. We know what it is. It's fine. 3 is Brock's. I think Brock's has the best texture. I'm not going to lie.
I like the size the best.
Texture alone and maybe size, I would just eat Brock's, but... What are you asking for here?
Well, I was going to ask, did you like write down in each of these or you just are so confident that you
know? I was very confident.
Okay.
And I was also very confident that I have more with me of each of them. We could just figure it out. So no, they're not written anywhere.
Okay.
I think at this point you kind of have to just go through and try to find flavors that you maybe missed the first time around.
Yeah, there's plenty.
And... You know, maybe with some of the smaller ones, just do a couple random flavors, see how it feels.
Now, if you go say you have just random bowl of candy beans that you don't, it's unidentified, right? Whoa, Nick just had one that he has taken.
That's a green apple.
Back by.
Green and five.
Ooh. I'm trying it.
It's good. Why did I only like one out of that pack?
Well, you tried the orange, which is a guaranteed no.
Kid me was an idiot.
But as a kid, or as an adult, what are the flavors that you feel like hit most consistently?
I mean, like grape, or if there is like a pink, which would be probably like a watermelon or a strawberry, you just like know it's going to be good. I don't know why. Can it miss? Oh, I guess I can try Brock's. Brock has like a singular pink.
And a singular purple.
No, there's two purples. Oh, did you?
I have no idea.
Oh, no. We can't eat the only pink, though.
Hey, you've already said pink's your go-to. I can see.
Is yours orange? Because you're
no
disgusting.
I feel like...
I could probably find more of these, by the way, if you want to try a pink.
There's a few that do well. I'm also... I love a pink. Green is a strong one. Yellow. I mean, lemon, like, rarely misses.
Okay, we're kind of opposite here.
You don't like a lemon?
I like some lemons, but I think a lot of lemons miss.
I feel like they're pretty consistent.
I'm not going to go fishing for another pink. It's kind of just like
bland.
The texture's good, and the flavor is just like whatever. So
now the thing is, the white ones, as a kid, I was always like, those look like the worst ones. Visually, probably the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear pineapple, and I'm like, huh.
I'm pretty sure that's what I tasted.
I'm almost positive they're pineapple.
What I'm really interested in getting into it's is pineapple. Like, they are called jelly beans. Like, why? Is there a reason? Because I was thinking about how absurd it is that it's like, well, yeah, at Easter, everyone eats candies that are shaped like eggs. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, in the logic that it took to get there, are these trying to follow in that tradition? Or are they trying to be like... beans, or I guess literally they could just be like, well, Jelly Belly's a thing.
So that's what I think happened. And I told Nick shortly before we started this, I recently spent a little over $50 on beans.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that, and in my head, I didn't even connect that.
And if you're thinking, what do you mean?
Actually,
I recently spent over $100 on beans, most of them in the form of coffee. Oh. But also over $50 worth of beans. So I'm qualified to say these don't really look a ton like beans. I think you're exactly right, though. I think Jelly Belly made jelly beans. Jelly like, Belly's the company, right? Jelly
I
beans
so.
Are the product.
Man, I think they're like at least 100 years old.
Several right? hundred years old. And I imagine, I'm guessing what happened was for some reason candy got associated with Easter. And people are like, well, similar to like candy canes. They're made at Christmas, and they're like, everyone will just shit these things out, except the other companies were like, well, let's just make kind of, I mean, company, was that two or three that made that abomination?
Two.
Two was just like, just shit out whatever you got, and that'll be fine.
But do you think Jelly Belly was like getting record sales around Easter or something? You know what I mean? Like, why would...
Yeah, I think their sales
were... Why would Starburst be like, man... I really want to compete with Jelly Belly. Let's choose Easter. Because now Jelly Belly has no real like Easter like market share, in my opinion. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but like they're at least not in like when you go to Walmart, the Easter area, it's like no Jelly Belly whatsoever.
It's extremely questionable that they don't make Easter flavored ones. I imagine candy sales go up, and this seems like an easy thing to put in, like one of those plastic eggs.
That's true.
Why Jelly Belly didn't do this, I have absolutely no idea. The whole egg bean thing associated with Easter is a complete mystery.
It's weird. I mean,
it's so strange.
Obviously, Easter is like a spring celebration, and an egg is like symbolism for like
new
spring
life.
And renewed life, sure. Type of thing. So I sort of get that angle of it, but yeah, it's really weird, especially when it comes down to the beans. I don't know.
Very confusing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure these are four. Can you confirm by just looking at these?
Yeah, those are four. Well, at least the green one is. I mean, yeah, they're both four.
Oh, they say. Okay.
They say Starburst, man.
Okay. Sorry. I can't believe I picked one that had the actual name on it and was like, do you know which one this is?
And when you opened your hand, they were literally, one of them was face up. I'm just bouncing around trying to fill out the flavors I haven't had.
Did we say both purple and green? Or did we say a third? It must just be purple and green that Starburst don't make.
Yeah, at least in their original pack. I mean, they've had other packs through the days. But
true.
When we were younger, Starburst had it was like a dark pack. And I think it was like maybe berries. And it was my favorite. And I recently went on like a deep dive trying to find a picture of it. And I really struggled to. But I know they had a purple in it.
Okay. Do you know what I'm saying though with two? Where it looks like those like polished rocks.
It's like you're supposed to skip those.
Yeah, exactly. They have like a glassy, I think they make like jewelry out of these, but it's very strange. Did you just have an orange one? Nick's thrown off big time.
I think I had a red one from number 5.
And you were...
I was expecting like a cherry or something. What the hell was that?
Whoa. I forgot how much tart 2 had.
2? I mean, granted, it's not like you'd... Not like any of them are flavorless, but 2 yeah. really packs the flavor.
I just had a red. I don't love that one.
We agree that that's a red. Okay. This is going to be more jelly beans than you've eaten in the last decade combined.
Yeah.
All in one day.
Yeah.
Have you had a yellow from number 2?
I just did.
Ridiculous.
It's insane.
Not what I expect. It's like tropical.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, yeah. Red from number 2.
Thumbs down.
It's like fine.
Yeah.
But
the other ones like, are so tart and bright. And that one's like,
I know what it is.
We though. Needed another flavor.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Once you know what the pack is, it makes sense.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'm like most of the way, I think.
I'm thrown off.
Okay. I kind of get it. I kind of know where I'm at and what I would buy.
You know what I should do? Maybe I'll try an all of one flavor. I know that's not representative, but it's like, let's try it.
Wait. Do you mean you're going to like go into bag 5 and take a handful of all their flavors and throw it in your mouth?
No, I was going to say the same flavor from every pack, which now I'm realizing I don't think that exists. Well, maybe yellow. Pink?
Well,
not, this one doesn't have yellow.
Oh, this one's yellow will be very different.
This one doesn't have yellow.
Right? I think grape. Purple. Seriously.
Okay, purple. Yeah, purple works.
Could one of them not be grape? I don't know, but
it's possible. It's crazy how different...
Whoa, John,
what's going on here?
I don't want you to judge what I'm doing. Do you want to go on this journey together?
Yeah, I'm mostly confused about number 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally grabbed a green. I'm so sorry.
He's throwing down
purples. I got out 8 of them, and you can't even get out a second. Okay.
I got out 2. We're going to go on a journey.
After I made you.
Look at the size difference on one. What is going on there?
One of the Skittle ones has gigantism. It's fine.
These look like Nick's beans, if you know what I'm saying.
John, I do know what you're saying, and I appreciate the call out.
The color on these is wildly different. Actually, look at the color on what I assume is Brock's.
That's weird.
One got a lot more food coloring.
One spent a little more time in the oven.
Yeah.
The green on number 4 is pretty good. Side note. Starburst might not have a green. They make a good jelly
bean. Maybe they should.
Jelly bean. Oh my gosh. I'm mad at myself. Okay. Let's just eat a grape of some of these.
Yeah, I guess.
At very least, we're going to know by the end of this who makes the best grape.
Yes.
Jelly bean.
Yeah.
Because I'm fairly certain they're all meant to be grape. Whatever. Eat the big ass one.
I'll eat the big ass flavored one. Whoa. That one had a crunchy shell.
Okay, so that one got like went through the shelling process like 5 yeah, times.
That one was very shelled.
That's funny. One dude was bored. He picked it up after it got shelled, threw it back at the beginning, and was like, oh, we're going to do this a few times today. I'm just zooming.
Whoa.
I'm not going to wait for you.
I would laugh so hard if you just threw all those in your mouth at once.
Well, I'm good enough that I'd be able to differentiate still.
I don't doubt that.
I'm not going to do it.
Thank you. You don't want to make me look foolish.
But I could.
So different from one.
Number two,
is two warheads
brings that tartness in. I don't know if Warheads has one.
Okay.
They should. That'd be great, but I didn't see it. I also went on the interwebs and tried to just like, because naturally I'm not going to see everyone that exists in a store,
mm-hmm.
and just try to see what else exists.
Yeah.
And I don't think I saw that anywhere.
Okay. Which one do you have?
Number four, it's almost like they forgot to put the jelly in the middle. It's also fair to say there's no jelly in these.
None.
And they're not really beans. They don't even really look like beans.
As a bean aficionado, I can confirm. Threes is very sweet.
I don't know if Brock's came out and said, "Hey, purple's not meant to be grape," I'd be like, "Okay, well,
fine."
I'd love to hear what it's meant to be, but okay.
My guess is the answer is sugar flavored.
The texture I got of number four on that one was like terrible.
I had the same thought as I bit into it.
Like, they haven't all been like that. So it's not like this is like an overarching
thing. Maybe they're purples.
Their purple assembly line might be broken. Their purple machine is actually struggling. Hey, Starburst, fix your purple machine.
In that bite, that was the worst texture, I think.
I'm kind of with you. It's so weird we had the exact same thing.
That is, yeah.
Like I said, I forgot to put the jelly in.
And it's like hard but gummy.
Specifically on what I just ate. Purples probably go 2, 1, 5, 3, 4. Just because Starburst's texture was so dog shit. I have to put it last. But this is specifically purple. Okay, so that's not the whole game.
What did you go?
I went 2, 1, 5, 3, 4. So 2 is a mystery, 1 is Skittles.
I think I went 2, 5, 1.
Fuck.
Maybe.
See,
3 and 4, like.
I know.
Yeah.
I said I'm specifically judging the exact ones I ate, and I was like, well, 4 has to be dead last. Fuck that texture.
I think they also might all have pinks, right? Oh,
well,
but
number 3 Brox. Don't anymore because I ate the doesn't. Only one. I could fish one out if you want. I'm sure they're in there.
You said it wasn't that great also.
It kind of tasted like the purple one.
Okay. I might do an amended round.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
I can help you. I'm done with this. It doesn't help me.
Do you want to do these as well or no?
No.
Oh, you're done. I see.
I hated doing it with you the first time.
That's pink, right?
Probs. I'm going to touch it. That's bang.
Okay. I'll reverse bang.
I told you I wasn't going to do it. And then I was like, what? I don't know if I had a number 2 pink yet, so I ate one.
You know what's weird? I just had number 5. It had the texture of 4 as purple.
Hey, quality control, people. Jeez.
The flavor of it is good.
We've been knocking Brox's flavors a lot. Look at their beans. They're nice and uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something right in that factory. You know, they've been doing it longest. I think all these other bean makers should take a tour.
Take note.
Take a tour. Just see what's going on. You know, figure out like what kind of quality checks they should put in place. Don't cut the corners, all right?
Please don't do that.
Don't cut the corners. Like Brox is doing in the flavor room. Which I have to imagine is a brand new department of theirs. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. They're like, what flavor is it? And they're like, sugar. I'm like, well, I know, but like, what flavor?
Yeah, then like Y2K happened. They're like, should we be putting different flavors in the different colors?
It's
so weird.
They
said no 10 years later. Then they got the department.
The textures of the purple and pink on 4 and 5 were exactly switched. To the point that I thought I mixed them up for a second.
No, but I've had plenty of pinks from 5. So it's not, their pink machine is not broken in general. Granted, I just took a pink and the texture was shit.
Uh-huh.
Your machine's on the fritz.
Two got a good pink.
Yeah, the pink I just had, I was chewing it and just cut my losses and just swallowed. I was like, no, I'm not into this. Get out.
I know what two is.
It's really familiar. I could tell you. It doesn't really matter.
I'm going to hold out just in case.
What happened to the greens in number three? Five, four, whatever.
I haven't had a ton of greens.
I feel like every bag has one color that just...
They're like...
It didn't quite happen.
Make 3% of them that color. Huh. The lemon on one's a little pine solly. A little cleaner.
I'm okay with it.
I don't hate it. Like I said, yellows rarely miss for me. It's just a different thing.
Let me see if it's that bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's pine solly. It's a little cleaner. Some people might think that's bad. You know how much cleaner I ingest.
I'm just rounding out. Wait, did I have a yellow Brock? I don't think I did.
I did.
Thanks, John. All right. I don't think I have the heart to do it. I think we're done. John, no, don't worry about it. I'm done. I'm done. I just went through as a final check. Did the handful method in a lot of them, where I took like three random ones and just threw it in my mouth.
All three?
I just went to a bag and just closed my eyes, picked three, put them in my mouth.
I'm going to do that.
Like, it's like a real test, I feel like. Maybe you want to mix and match.
Because the problem is I have all these equations going of like, oh, purple was this, yellow was this. See, I did a yellow.
When I eat Skittles in real life, I always eat two at a time.
Combo.
Because that way, like, you always get like a little mixture of flavors, and there's so many different combos that it keeps it even more fresh. And sometimes, like, I'll get two greens, and then I just get like a kind of extra strong green flavor.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, it's a good test. And it kind of helped me figure out. So I have a clear winner. I think silver and bronze are fighting, and then they're fighting over trees as well. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it really kind of helped clear things up for me. Man, those people who are standing in that candy bean aisle waiting for us to tell them what's best, it's coming.
No.
We're about to
just wait.
You're about to check out within the next 15 minutes.
Do not fast forward.
No. It'll corrupt the whole disc. The only problem with the method is it takes a while to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a bold one, too.
I actually...
That's why you said no?
I skipped number three's handful method. I was like, I'm not going to do it.
I'm going in.
Fine. I'm nothing if not a gamer. So as to say I'm nothing. Shit. Great. Now I'm eating a floor jelly bean.
I want to go on record and say you didn't have to do it. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
I think one at a time of number three is fine.
It's a lot of sweet. It's a lot.
Okay, purely hypothetical. Let's say number three has black licorice in it. Does that hurt or help it for you? I mean, we know what it tastes. We kind of both know what it would be like.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting to the point in my life where I kind of like it.
I have...
As a kid, I would have been like, that's disgusting. Throw those away.
Exactly the same. In the past year, I have bought a pack of black licorice ones.
Whoa. I've never gone that far.
Maybe 2 years. It was maybe 2 years, but...
I'm the type of guy that, like, if I see it, I'll be like, oh, you know, like, one black licorice thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ah, that wasn't that bad, but...
Is it like wallaby? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, the Aussie licorice or whatever.
And it was good.
Okay.
I actually remember thinking, this isn't as strong as I was expecting.
Hmm.
So... At this point, I'm in a similar boat that I would be like, yeah, I'm down with this.
Next week, good and plenty.
G&P.
Competitors? We don't need any.
Do those have two flavors?
They have two colors, right?
Oh, are those the same flavor?
I thought it was just all black licorice. I am not a guy who's ever really eaten them because, again, I've just decided.
Obviously, gross. I haven't either.
I've just decided they're gross. I thought they were all the same flavor and just different colors.
Do they also have one that are like these colors? Isn't there a pack?
I'm going to go back to pleading the fifth.
I feel like the package
is
green.
It is my constitutional right to not answer this question. I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know if I've ever seen different colored Good and Plenty's, but that does not mean they don't exist.
I don't like this, but I respect his constitutional right.
Thank you. I mean, you let me into your place today, even though I have bare arms. But again, same.
Same.
Same rights.
Two's the juice one.
Which juice?
I might have to go back, but that time I was like, this is juice.
Two is a juice.
Okay.
Five is a candy.
Okay. That makes sense.
Once I tell you what five is, you'll be like, oh, I should have thought of that. I don't think it's going to come to you.
I said Airheads, right?
You said Airheads. You said like Blow Pop or something for one of them.
Yeah, you know the suckers.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Like Laffy Taffy.
I could just tell you what number five is if you want.
Not yet.
I don't think you're going to get there, but I think if you think through what the flavors are of number five, you might get there. Oh, I also saw a thing of candy beans that were Dunkin' Donuts flavored.
What?
Yeah, so they're like, I don't know. They're trying to get into the Easter game, I guess. They didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut. Where are you at, John? Where are you at?
I'm narrowing. There's some things I've got. That test didn't pan out exactly how I thought. The one that had been kind of leading didn't lead the handful.
My number one is not very good at the handful test.
Okay.
So we probably have the same one.
Uh-huh. And the one that won the handful, I think, is going to get second. Strong contender.
I'm kind of similar place.
God, I'm just a piggy.
You're a piggy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of put a bigger dent into the jelly beans than I expected, but...
Yep. A lot of jelly beans.
I can already just say this as a roundup. These tasted better than I expected them to. I thought like nostalgia would take me most of the way through it, even though I knew they weren't that good. These are pretty good.
These are pretty good.
And I thought, then on top of that, I thought, like, even if they are good, I'm going to be pretty sick of them pretty fast. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of munching
on them.
They've
gone well.
And I'm not really bothered by it. So
I haven't really let up. I might actually be eating them faster than at the beginning.
Like, I'm not really sick of them. So that's a crazy thing to say, given how many jelly beans I've eaten. But, hey, these are good. I'm sure the other ones are good, too.
I've got one and two down, like one and two are close, three and four are close, and then there's a fifth. You're locked in?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Are you going to finish them?
I'm going to finish these.
There's no reason to finish them. Yeah, I'm starting to wonder what's in the Brock Spiced. You know what? I might actually just look at that.
Why don't you look that up?
Here's a twist. I haven't got to the flavors of the spiced yet. They're called Brock's Spiced Jelly Bird Eggs.
Oh. Whoa. I'm surprised they're not called Easter eggs.
That's fucking weird to me. I'm not going to lie. Wow. According to my internet, a bag of Brock's is $1.64 at Walmart. I paid like $3 for each of these bags. So.
Huh.
That's a bit of a bummer. Oh, what Nick, is there a better way to Google this? Yes, there is.
You're not really one to Google weird things, though.
Sometimes when I Google things, I'm like, I'm just going to do the bare minimum and I'll do the rest of the work. You know, I'll search through it. And then I realize, hey, maybe I could just put in what I'm asking for.
I feel like this has come up several times on this podcast. I just flipped gold and silver. Oh my God, John, that's fucking crazy.
It's fucking crazy, John. Okay. They have a green that is spearmint. Black is the black licorice. White is peppermint. That's a lot of mint. That's two mints. That's too many mints. Orange is an orange spice, is what this is somebody guessing, by the way. So like they're not totally sure.
Is the spice is it actually an herb and it's mint? It's like sort of an orange mint.
God. They think it might be like cinnamon, clove, and orange or something. I don't know. The pink, this is what? The pink they think is wintergreen. So essentially three of them are the same.
Three of them are some version of mint?
They think purple is clove.
Whoa. I don't think I'd like this pack.
And red is cinnamon, which it makes sense. That one, I bet they're right. That's crazy. This is just one person eating them and guessing. But, like, you wouldn't guess, oh, I think pink is winter mint. Like, actually, it's strawberry. You know, like,
yeah,
they've got to be close, but whatever. Yeah, I don't want that back. Did you figure it out, John? Research team got to work. You were supposed to do your work.
Yep, let me do this for the auditors.
Oh, yeah. I had to write my guesses even though I was like, yeah.
I don't know if you heard. My gold and silver flipped.
I didn't hear, but I don't care.
And honestly, the one that was gold that went to silver, the last one I had, I was almost like, is that not even silver? I don't
know.
Yeah.
Wait, your gold went to silver? Wait, oh, wait. That is big. I said I didn't care. I care.
Thank you.
I thought you were saying your silver and bronze switch, and I was like, "Chum, no. I don't care." But yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's duking it out between the bronze and the tree. There's one that's behind the tree.
Some people think gold and silver is the biggest. It's the biggest leap up from one spot. It's 4-3.
Four to three is the difference between podium and being behind a tree.
Were you trying to say like podium mean or something?
I have no idea. Yeah, I think podiuming. I was going to use it as a verb. There.
It's a hard word to say if it's a word. Does that mean you're ready? Jesus.
Hey, enough.
I mean, there's two guesses you're probably not going to get. You got juice. The fact that you said juice is pretty good.
I got to do guesses. Let's see if I can get with juice.
Do you
feel like any of these are represent? Like, are any of these ones that you'd be like, you might get it with this?
I honestly think it's the red one, even though you don't like it. I really think it's this one for five. But it's really... I think the red one in number two isn't the best. It's kind of bad. But it has a really unique...
Is it a not natural juice?
I mean, it's a blend of juices.
I mean, it's fruit punch.
Yes.
But like, is it like a high C or a Kool-Aid type thing? Or are we talking Tropicana or like a...
It's more of a real juice.
Okay. I don't have it.
Yeah.
To the green.
When you eat this one, just think what has this flavor in the whole world, like in the candy pantheon. And I don't think there's that many things. And you know Warheads isn't here. You might say Warheads. It's not Warheads. We've established that, John. He just ate a green apple.
And it's good.
It's a good
it's
green
apple. It's quite good.
It's like really kind of tart.
Yeah.
And like almost like sour. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's quite good.
It's a very good one.
I'm going to be so fucking mad at myself.
I think you will be.
Is this something that has... This is normally sour, right?
I would say. It's not like... The goal of five isn't to be sour, but I think it is sour, if that makes sense. If you have your order, we should just get to it.
Let's get to it.
You trying to guess something is...
entertaining, but...
For you.
yes.
Just start doing some order?
Let's do it. Tree number one.
That little sapling that got...
Yeah.
That's kind of bent over because the guy mowing the lawn hit it.
Yeah, it's
but
a little...
That's your tree. That's
it's
the
a little
one you're behind.
Anemic.
That's the one you're behind, okay?
Yeah. What do you got?
It kind of hurt me. I didn't want to do it, but I went with number three.
Okay.
Like, it does have the best texture. I really like the texture, and the fact that it's like the original made me want to give it a little more leeway and at least bump it up to the bigger tree, but I don't really want to eat that much of number three.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we agreed.
I don't think it's bad.
It did by far the worst on the handful. And it's not that strongly flavored. They said quantity over quality.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's bad.
No.
But when you compare it to these other brands that have just kind of lapped it, it's tough.
Yep.
It's just tough.
Yep.
Whatever. So who's number four? Who's that?
Tree number two?
Who's at that nicer tree? Still, you know, you're still a tree. But
this was hard. This is where...
This one, once I decided Brock's had to be last, it was clear to me what the worst of the rest were.
Okay.
Okay. So we might be different
here. I wouldn't be surprised at all if we disagreed. I went with the four.
I went with four.
Oh, okay.
I think all their flavors are fine.
Yeah.
I think their highs are just like pretty close to where their lows are.
The whole pack's just fine.
It's just fine. And I think they excel in the handful technique where you throw a couple in your mouth. I think they do very well there.
Yep.
Because you get a lot going on. But I don't know. Overall, they're just not like very unique.
And they're not memorable.
I don't know. They're fine.
You're just like, I don't want to keep eating candy. Like, maybe I should stop doing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we agreed.
We agree who's on the podium.
Who just missed the tree?
That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to
put it. Who's on the podium? Who's getting the bronze?
My God. I went with number one.
Okay. I also went with one. We are totally matched so far. Huh.
I kind of think number one is similar to Starburst in the way that, like, I mean, I guess like they're I guess it's pink in this one, but it's like their red and their grape are actually pretty darn good. But like, I don't know, their highs still don't really like top the charts. If I was gonna go through and pick my favorite jelly bean, I don't think I would really even consider anything from number one.
Yeah.
So
it definitely edged out. Four, but
the two you don't know. I love it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it got bronze. Not bad. Middle of the pack for this one.
Hold. Okay. Hold. Middle of the pack. But middle of the pack got a medal today.
So. Yes. Now,
jump.
Did
right
we
gold.
Match? Gold.
At one point we did. Whether it's now or before John flip-flopped.
Yes, that's true. Because he was solid. Okay.
I think the best pack is number two. I think it's strong. I mean, I agree. The red maybe is lower than even some of the Skittles. Okay, let's be real. And you're right. It's a fruit punch, and it's not that good.
Yeah.
But its highs are it's great. The rest of them
are
all
extremely good.
They're so even. I think they even have an orange. Their orange is legit orange, and it's good. It's like tastes.
Not the biggest compliment coming from you, but
tastes
yes.
like orange juice. It's good. I don't know.
Then we had the same order before I flipped. I ended up pulling the ripcord and going five.
I think, okay, now to number five. I think, yeah, if I were doing like a top like five jelly beans, three of them might be in freaking number five.
Yeah.
But the other ones are so forgettable.
It wouldn't be gold and silver. Yeah.
The other ones are just so forgettable.
Number five absolutely excelled at the handful though.
It was
one did great.
But that's the thing. As long as you get a green apple, watermelon, or blue raz in it, it's going to be amazing, right? But the other flavors, and you might be like, well, the orange good too.
Yeah,
I can't judge that. I'm not allowed
but
to judge
that.
But
how's the purple?
You know what? I don't think their purple's that good. But and their red is really confusing to me. But
they also have some bad textures that I just got.
They have some bad textures. Hey, say what you will about the tooth in number two. Their textures aren't bad.
Yeah.
What is going on with their reds? It's so weird.
Their purple is good.
It's not, yeah. I think number five is a worthy winner. I would pick number two over it.
Their purple tastes like bubble gum.
I thought, did you eat a red? It's weird. It's...
Not it tastes like purple bubblegum, not red bubblegum.
I thought red almost tastes like marshmallow, but I'm out of my mind.
You sound a little loco. Okay, so pretty close, and we swapped the gold and silver.
What'd I do?
For two, I'm gonna say it's either Welch's or Juicy Juice. Is one of those right? Oh. I'm gonna go.
What's the bigger brand?
Welch's. Okay.
Come on, don't pick the small brand.
The Welch. Okay.
This just came out of my mouth.
What is that?
I was chewing on a bad textured jelly bean from Five.
Is that hard? Is that plastic?
No, it's like pectin or something.
Whoa. Is it like jelly or crystally?
It's like a really firm jello.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a jelly bean.
Weird.
Not really a bean, but a very small egg. Or stone.
Your winner.
Yes.
I think you're going to be mad to hear this.
Because I should have known it.
I'm not saying you should have, but once you know what it is, you're going to think you should have. Whatever.
Okay.
Is Jolly Rancher.
Oh!
Those flavors, I think, are really indicative of what Jolly Rancher does. Shit. So that's why, like, once you think of it, you're like, oh, shit.
Damn it. Wasn't Jolly Rancher in the candy canes? Maybe not.
I don't think so, but okay. It's hard to remember.
God. I like Jolly Ranchers, so too.
We agree. If you see Welch's or Jolly Rancher...
Maybe grab those.
If you see them both, maybe grab them both. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
If you love the red... Maybe go Jolly Rancher, but...
If Skittles is your favorite candy, I think maybe go with Skittles.
Skittles does taste like Skittles.
They taste like Skittles.
Like, if you're like, Skittles are a little too hard, maybe get the jelly beans.
Maybe stock up on these and eat these all year.
They're good.
Because it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe how many jelly beans I've eaten. It's crazy.
I can't believe it. And this was what I'm considering restraint, so...
Yeah.
So... Take that.
They did well,
as you will. As a whole, again, I am shocked how well they did.
Yeah.
Like, these are good. This is a good candy. I like it.
I think it's a great candy in general. It's easy to snack on. They last forever. It's not like, you know, they seal up. It's fine. You can snack on these for however long.
Yeah. And then to like take this and let's say I compare this back to a bag of Jelly Belly.
Yep.
Like the variety of that is you can't be beat.
Right.
But I think there are some highs here that might top some of my favorite Jelly Bellies.
It would be up there.
It'd be close. I don't know.
I feel like Jelly Belly doesn't have the tart that some of these have.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm still going to maintain that Jelly Belly is kind of a different breed of jelly bean.
Sure.
After eating these.
Do you have any top Jelly Bellies?
I still kind of wish it could have been here somehow. I don't know. I do.
Go on.
I can't remember.
Oh.
I love their marshmallow one.
Marshmallow's good.
That one's so good.
Coconut's good.
I just want to go out and say some people like their popcorn. I hate their popcorn.
I like popcorn.
I hate that. I hate anyone who likes it. They have they have like a blackberry one that's good.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Like you can go down pretty far in the Jelly Belly.
Possibly my favorite. Pear. It's a good one.
That Vivi has found a pack of only that and bought it.
Whoa.
So
just pears.
Yeah.
Oops, all pears.
Yeah, it didn't say that, but it could have. If it did, I wouldn't have been that surprised. So I think that's Vivi's favorite. So
okay, well,
it's good. Don't get me wrong, but anyone who likes it's an idiot.
Roasted on me and Vivi.
Yeah,
Nick's wife.
Nick's wife's taking everyone. Nick's taking everyone out with him.
Nick's wife and his only friend. So now that we've been taken down,
well, I like Formula One.
I'll let him know. This was a good one. I like that we had the double tree. That's always fun.
Again, and that's a good spring thing.
Yes. It's a sapling. It's young and vibrant, like us. Like Nick and myself.
Yes.
Yeah, this is fun. The red bag's a big treat, clearly done on purpose.
I legitimately think, I mean, granted, I'm good for this year. Next year, if I walk by the jelly bean aisle... I don't know. I might just grab one.
You'll say, I'm almost done with the ones we did on that episode.
Let's hope I can say that.
You'll be done.
For my own health's sake.
I would have never thought of this one, honestly. The variety pack.
I thought all the flavors were just too complicated, but eventually I took that caution and I just hucked it at the wind, you know?
You said, here you go, wind.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't open the window, so it is still on the floor of my house.
Okay.
Well, I tried. I think that's the main point.
That's the main point.
Thank you.
The other main point is, if you have anything you want us to try, do you have anything off the wall that I wouldn't have thought of? Probably not, because I'm a genius. But if you think you do, let us know. nickandjohnpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tips on hiding out in your apartment, let me know. Taste Test Dummies on Twitter. And until next time.